What's up, guys, and welcome to episode 100 of the Impact Defense Podcast.
Woo-hoo! So much build up. It's finally here.
I know. We have finally made it. Okay. So I hope everybody is doing good. I was going to say I hope that you have listened to all 100 episodes, but there are some episodes there, especially toward the beginning, that maybe it's better that you didn't. So anyway, all right, and with that, let's get on into the podcast. And for this special podcast, we have Gentry on with us again.
Hi, excited Gentry.
Hi, excited to be back.
Yep. You know. It sounded like it from that.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. So this one's going to be a little different. Number one, we have four of our previous guests that sent us in some self-defense tips. We talked to, we asked a few of our previous guests to do that. So it was really awesome of them. So we'll listen to those throughout. We're going to talk just a little bit. We're also just going to talk about some of the episodes in the past and different things like that. Really, this is going to be just kind of a fun episode. That's our plan. So, all right. In lieu of a news story, I thought we've had some that were very interesting. Mm-hmm. And I would like to, and this is no organization to this. I'm just kind of throwing this on everybody. What is everyone's favorite news story that we have done?
I was thoroughly intrigued by the one where the guy's dog shot him.
I figured that one would come up.
That I think that one was, that one stood out the most to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was special.
Being shot. That is special. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's very special.
Yep. Just as a brief recap, this guy couldn't take care of these puppies that he had. He tried to get rid of them. He couldn't. So he, instead of taking them to a shelter, decided to just pop a cap in them. And as he was going to do that, one of the puppies stepped over and paw ended up in the trigger well and shot him. Yeah. At least that's what he told the police.
I couldn't remember all of those details, but yes, that.
Mm-hmm. What about the one that the guy defended himself with the crocodile?
I knew that was going to.
That's why I didn't take that one. I wasn't going to take that one and let somebody else have
I think that probably.
That's why I'm going last.
I can't think of a better one, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's. And especially that one had a video with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two dudes getting a brawl on the beach. One of them reaches down and grabs the caiman that's sitting next to them and starts, like, pushing it at the guy.
Starts using it as an improvised weapon. I mean, that was just probably another one of my favorites, even though it was very, very recent. Just because of the, you know, my pleasure to serve you kind of stuff, is the Chick-fil-A employee who decides to tackle the dude who's trying to carjack the lady and her with her kid in there.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely his pleasure.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure I made that joke.
When you, we did. You did.
I
make
did.
The joke.
Yes.
Yes.
You did. Yep.
All right. I'm going to try and think back because you guys have mentioned several of the most notable ones.
I know. Mm-hmm.
This may take me a second. I definitely feel like there have been like several that we've talked about over and over and over again. But as they've gotten more insane, we've forgotten some of those early ones.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm.
There were also some really good ones that Steven mentioned, too, when he was on the podcast. But I can't really remember.
Almost every one of those started with Florida Man.
Always.
Yes. 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 We're asking ourselves to remember something that was, you know, longer than yesterday.
Right.
Ago. So, oh, gosh. I was trying to think of one that happened before the Cayman. But I feel like the Cayman just
once that one came in,
yes, we wait, just wiped wait, my memory. What?
There was something about a kid in a Darth Vader costume in a bakery, wasn't there one?
Oh yeah,
that was a good one. Was that was he defending his mom?
Yeah, with a lightsaber.
Yeah, oh, that was yes. A good one.
Yes, there was the child who defended his mom who was being like mugged or like hit with a lightsaber.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was also the bow and arrow kid who.
Yeah, I thought about that too when she said that.
Yes. There was also the one whose dad was being attacked, or they were both being attacked by a guy, and they had just come from like target practice for hunting, and the kid shot him with a bow and arrow.
And then
what about the one with the BB gun?
Yep, that's exactly what I was
bringing up. Oh my gosh, that was the one I was trying to think of.
I can't remember that one.
That is probably my most consistent favorite one, because four armed guys walk into looking for someone in the house. They were mad, you know, they start to try and rob people or whatever, and the kid's friend was spending the night, grabs their BB gun, walks in, sits on their couch, points the BB gun, who that looks like a real gun, at the dudes, like, cocks the lever, and says, "Get out."
Yeah.
And they believed him. We were like, how many old Westerns has this kid watched?
I love the bluff. I mean, that's just absolutely awesome.
The new John Wayne.
Number one. How in the world did that kid think of that? And how in the world did he have the nerve to do that when those were real guns and his was a BB gun, you know? But, yeah. I mean, just, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think that should probably conclude the news portion of the podcast.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, we would be also horrible people if we did not mention Faith and Freedom Clothing. I don't think we've mentioned them a whole lot.
Thinking about them this morning.
Yeah, they are the ones that hooked us up with our recording equipment and everything that we have moved.
It's interesting because I was sent a piece of their clothing that was misprinted, you know, like there was a slight misprint on it. And so they're like, we'll just send it this way. And so I got a piece of their clothing for free. I just realized that I have no idea the location of that shirt. That's what I was thinking about this morning on my ride here. I was like, what happened to that shirt? I don't know where that came from. But yeah, no, I was thinking about Faith and Freedom Clothing this morning. Because I know where one of my, where a couple of my shirts from them are. And I love them, but I have no idea what happened to my misprinted one. And now I'm sad about it because it was one of my favorite shirts. Because no one else has it. Anyway.
So, yeah, faithandfreedom.clothing. Yeah, go check them out. But, you know, then that brings back also where we started out. This entire podcast started with just me and Jada sitting with a phone recording us.
Disclaimer, this is not a clip episode. We're not going back and playing clips from old episodes. We don't tend to like it when other people do that. Even though, you know, it can be, like, a whole lot easier. But, this is not a clip episode.
We will reminisce some, though.
Yeah, we will reminisce. But it's not going to be a whole episode of just clips from past podcasts.
Yeah. But basically, it just started us using the phone mic. So there's a lot of really horrible background noise. It's hard to hear and make out things.
And I saw a clip of it.
The first few episodes were like that. And then we moved to these little lapel mics, which took a tremendous amount of extra editing to get that right. That was a pain in the butt.
Not only that, but so many times we realized halfway into the episode or all the way through an episode that our mic had run out of battery.
Yep, we had a few of those with some sound issues.
So there are entire podcasts that no one has heard because you can't
bring that
because
up too.
We don't have mics. Our mics were dead.
Well, there was all kinds of things. But then we had, then we finally said, all right, let's get a decent mic, and we got one of those Yeti mics that we just sat in the middle of the table and all sat around and talked in front of it. And, that was a lot better. It was a step up, but it still had some issues because there was a lot of echo and stuff like that in the room. And then we got lights, and everything started looking a little better for the video podcast. And then we ended up, Faith and Freedom, like, sent us this awesome, awesome setup here to make us sound all professional and crap. Thank you, Faith and Freedom Clothing. Faithandfreedom.clothing. Be sure to shop for your Christmas presents there.
They have a lot of Christmas shirts.
Yeah. So anyway.
And coffee shirts.
All right. A couple other things. Yeah, you mentioned podcast. How many lost episodes are there of The Impact? We have recorded a lot more than 100.
Yeah.
Or several more than 100. I think the worst we did, we tried to record one episode 3 times. And the bad part about it was an episode I didn't want to record anyway. So I don't even, this was before
Kyla wasn't that on. The one where like I was interviewing you about like your like history, yeah, and everything?
So somebody made a comment that was like, that was very, very early on, said you need an episode that is basically dedicated to why people should care about what I have to say.
Yeah, trust your viewpoints, yeah, on self-defense.
So basically we recorded an episode three different times where we were working on, basically was Jada interviewing me, mm-hmm, about like a lot of what I've done in the past, you know, moving from traditional martial arts to mixed martial arts to combatives to firearms to all this stuff. And that was basically the whole thing. And it was a lot of interesting stuff in there, or, whatever. I hated it because I really don't like talking about myself that much. I don't mind answering questions, but it just feels weird, mm-hmm, doing that kind of stuff. And I know we recorded that three different times. And one was a camera issue, one was a mic issue, and I don't remember what the other one was. Maybe one was like a file issue or something. But it's just, I said, no, it's not meant to be. We are not releasing this episode. I'm done trying. It's a three strikes and you're out kind of situation. And then I know when Jada was not here one time, we recorded one, mm-hmm, with Steven, and we were talking about books. Yeah. We're going to redo that one.
Yeah, I would like to. That was a good one.
That was a really good
one. And then we realized that the camera was no longer recording.
Yep, so it got in like, I think it was...
We were a good ways through that podcast.
We had finished the podcast. We didn't know about it till afterwards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, I went, sat down and started to edit, and it was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
It's only like, it was just over halfway down, maybe two thirds or something.
But it was a really good one.
It was. It was probably the best podcast that we had done where I don't think that we were unable to, I mean, that, yeah, it's the best podcast that we have done where we were not able to release it.
Mm-hmm. And so, Steven, you're going to have to come back so we can redo that one.
Yeah.
Oh, darn. So special for our 100th episode, we have several guests who have sent us, past guests for the podcast, who have sent us videos of self-defense tips.
All right, so our first one is going to be Joshua Sullivan. He is a master instructor of the Alive program. He is a combatives instructor. He does security work. He does all kinds of things along those lines. He was actually on episode 79, and we're going to play that. We can talk about it a little bit and then kind of move right along.
Hey everyone, Josh from Discreet Security Services Investigations here, also the master trainer for Alive Active Shooter Survival. Congratulations first off to Brian and the team at Impact for the incredible journey they've been on so far, and I can't wait to see how much farther it's going to go. When somebody has a passion for something like this, the world's the limit. So here's my tips. We're going to use the ALIVE acronym and then a couple other tips I'm just going to throw in from some of the other stuff that I teach. So A, number one tip is to use the ALIVE acronym in everything you do. It's not just active shooter survival stuff. It's active threat. Any kind of situational awareness is always important. So A is assess, right? So anything happens, you assess the situation to where you're at and what you're doing. Your assessment might be different than the next person's. L, leave. If you can safely get out of the situation, wherever it is, then you do so because that's the safest way to not be affected by it, is not being there. I, impede. If you can't get out of the situation safely, then here's what you do. You create time and space doing whatever you have to do. Lock and block, barricade, but you're preparing to engage. You're not just giving up and hiding. Because when you prepare to engage, that gets to the V. V for violence. If you have to, you want to attack with 100% commitment, and with the intent to kill if you have to, right? Sometimes these people are hell-bent on dying for their cause while they're trying to kill people. Well, you might just have to be the person to end it and do that. So if you have to attack, use anything that's not bolted down as a weapon, and that's what you attack with. And then finally, E, how to properly expose yourself at the end of a situation. It's the most undertaught, in my opinion, but it's the difference that if you're in a safe space, stay there. Call 911, talk to a dispatcher, let them call and have somebody come get you. If you're not in a safe space and you're not sure, then just stay a little longer and make sure it's safe. Or if you have to get out, make sure your hands are up. You are identifying yourself as a victim and not a suspect. You're not having anything in your hand. Put your phone in your pocket. Whatever you have to do to not look surprising to law enforcement to make them think you're a threat. So those are the five. Assess, leave, impede, violence, and expose. So that's the five for ALIVE. But then in general, situational awareness is everything. Access control is everything, right? So if you limit access to where bad people can't get to you, or you can't get to bad people, then half the problem's already done. And then situational awareness. Know your exits, know your routes, know everything. Be in a position you can see who's coming into the restaurant you're at or the movie theater. The more you know, the less you have to worry about, because you're already done. There's a term in Alive called proactive reactionism. And it's where you think about the issue that's going to happen or the problem and how you're going to react prior to needing to. Do that and you're going to be solid. So again, Brian and the team, can't wait to see you guys and be on the show again. And I look forward to watching you guys more and more. Take care and have a great day.
Yep. So really like Joshua Sullivan. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed his stuff. I enjoyed the live program. Mm-hmm. That we did afterwards, after we had him on. To be completely honest with you, we were supposed to have him on. I don't know if we've said this on the podcast before. We were supposed to have him on one episode. And the morning of, we had come in and we got a message and we said, hey, listen, I am so sorry, but Joshua can't be on this week. He's in the D.C. area. He is busy this morning. He's having to secure the...
Just say a diplomat.
Yeah. Yep.
That's probably safer anyway.
Yeah, it is. I thought about that as soon as I was saying. So, yeah, he said, he's had to secure a diplomat. And there was a lot of people coming into D.C. that weekend for something or other. It was like, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an acceptable reason.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, and it's like, that's before I really knew who he was or anything.
It's like, dude, so, what?
It's like, very cool, very cool.
Who did we just ask to be on the podcast?
So we actually, he's definitely coming back on. We have been talking about kind of getting together and doing some other, like, content mm-hmm. together, too. So I'm looking forward to that opportunity as well.
Yeah, I'd say that was probably one of our most notable reasons for podcast cancellation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was definitely the most shocking.
Yeah. I mean, most of the time, if we're supposed to do a podcast with somebody and it doesn't happen around the time that it was supposed to happen, it's because we didn't get information out when we were supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was about to say,
because we are just that organized.
I was going to say, if you said anything about them, I was going to come back, because I think it's usually our fault, almost always. There have been some. I've had a few people who... We had a scheduling conflict with one guy, a very, very well-known national teacher. He travels all over the U.S. He teaches a lot of military and other countries and everything. We had talked about it because we were trying to figure it out. It was going to end up being where Gentry and I just did the interview.
Right.
That kind of fell through, and we're still trying to work that out, so I'm not going to say anything about who that one was yet. And then, like, some others, like, we've had to reschedule because, like, oh, I'm teaching a class at that point in time. We've had something come up, whatever. So, yeah, most of the time, if we have to reschedule, it's usually our fault.
You said that about having to teach a class. I will say that, you know, most people don't know this, but we have run as close as 5 minutes before class time is supposed to start.
That's right.
While we're filming podcasts, and it's been 5 minutes before we are supposed to start a class, and we still have all of this stuff set up. So those things you don't see behind the scenes, there's been some moments. Hurry up!
I would love to have... I guess I'd probably love to have the finances behind what we're doing in order to have this, but I would love to have, like, a room dedicated to the podcast and other video elements that we would like to do, you know, instead of just moving everything out onto our mats and doing the podcast and then moving everything back.
All I could think on those days whenever we've been cutting it really close to the classes is, thank goodness our first classes of the day are the homeschool classes and those people show up late.
No offense to anyone.
I was homeschooled.
I was too, and I homeschool.
Yeah.
All right.
So we know.
So let's move along. Let's pull up another one. This one is Scott Clausen, and Scott was on, good friend of mine. I have known him for years and years, and it was one of those things where it's like, man, why in the world did it take me so long to get him on the podcast? And the screen just went black. But he was on episodes 88 and 89. He is a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt and a school owner here in North Carolina.
Man, congratulations on the 100th episode. I'll just throw out a few self-defense tips for you guys here. One is situational awareness, and that gets thrown around so much, I'll just leave it at that. Everyone understands what it is, but situational awareness is near the top of the list. Number two tip I would throw out would be consistency and realism in your training, meaning you should have striking training and grappling training and clinch training. Weapons would also be another subject, and it would make the video too long. Number three would be boundaries. And this is very important, verbal and physical boundaries. And once you establish those boundaries, you have to adhere to those boundaries. That's the main key right there. If you establish your boundaries, adhere to them. Don't let people slide past them. And again, congratulations on the 100th episode, and I hope those tips help you guys.
Again, as a good friend of mine, I can guarantee you we're going to have Scott back on the podcast again. Scott is a lot of fun. My problem with some of those guys that I have known for so long is it turns into a, like, story time episode.
Well, we have the big problem of just going on rabbit trails
much. Yeah. And the problem is when I bring in a friend that I have known forever, it gets worse.
Can we just do a rabbit trail episode at some point to where we have
done a couple?
Yeah, we've done a couple. Okay. One with Scott, the ones that Scott came into turned into that.
But it wasn't intended to be.
It wasn't intended to be.
I think we should do an intended rabbit trail episode.
We did one of those with Stephen one time, but we could do it.
I'll say I must not have seen that one.
Yeah. That one we just entitled, I think we ended up being two episodes long because it took forever.
And we just, maybe that's why I didn't watch that one.
And we just titled it Story Time with Stephen and Brian or something like that.
It ended up being a lot of stories of things that have happened in each of their schools.
Oh, okay. I think I missed that one. Yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I think I missed it.
Yeah, but I actually mentioned to Scott when he was here, I said, you know, I said, we just need to have you back on and just kind of like, really shoot the crap with all these stories and stuff like that. And it ended up just kind of like falling to that anyway. So we were already halfway there. It just fell over the edge.
Can I make note of one of the tips that he gave? Mm-hmm, he was talking about boundaries. Mm-hmm. I think that's one that people a lot of times completely overlook.
I know.
The fact that, you know, especially like boundaries for your kids and what you allow other people to have interactions with them and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that was really good that he brought that up because most people don't think about that type of boundaries, setting that for yourself. Agreed.
I think we need to do a whole nother episode about boundaries for your kids.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to do a boundaries episode about, we can do one about adults and we could do one about kids. We could do all kinds of things when it comes to boundaries. There's so much there to talk about.
Like one of the things that I think about is like who you let your kids spend the night with and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess another rabbit trail episode would have been the we're not jerks, we're just introverts.
Yeah that's true. Mm-hmm. So we've had a few here and there. Yeah. It's just, you know, anyway, I do want to mention just before we get into something else and anything else, you know, we have come a long way in a lot of things through this. One thing I think is helped my time out the most, and that was bringing on Yuresh to do our podcast. So first off, Yuresh, we applaud you, sir. Kylie really applauds you. Yeah, because editing responsibilities was like mine, and then Kylie helped with all of that too. So
the video portion, he did the audio.
Yeah, I did all the audio stuff, and then I'd send it over to her, and she would mess and do all the big video stuff. Of course, then sometimes things would not really come out on time because my daughter is a lot like her father and is a bit of a procrastinator. So, yeah. Anyway. So we've got two other guests that we've had on that send in videos, one of which is my firearms instructor.
Tim!
Yeah, and would also be the firearms instructor, primary firearms instructor of Kylie and Jada.
Hey everyone, Tim with Corner Hill Firearms Training. It is a great privilege to be a part of Impact Martial Arts Academy's 100th podcast. With that being said, I've been asked to give 10 tips for self-defense. So here they are. Number one, carrying a firearm is not for everyone. Learn to use less than lethal methods. Number two, select a gun that fits you. Number three, keep your head on a swivel. Number four, everyone you pass is a potential threat. Number five, make boundaries, both physical and mental. Number six, know your levels of awareness. Unaware, aware, alert, and alarm. If you don't know these or you're not sure what they are, look them up and learn them. Number seven, do not look like sheep. Wolves eat sheep. Number eight, remember the shark tank analogy. If it's not worth jumping into a shark tank over, it's not worth dying or killing over. Number nine, shooting is a perishable skill. And finally, number 10, everyone is a legend in their own mind. If you used to be a great shot and you have not trained recently, you are not even a decent shot. Thanks. Congratulations, Impact Martial Arts. You guys are great out there, and I look forward to being with all of you again soon.
I love Tim.
Yeah, it's funny. Tim, I was actually just getting the file ready to play, and it just automatically started playing. But Tim was on episodes 56, 62, and 67, and yeah, he will definitely be on soon. He sounds very serious in that video, and he is definitely not. We have a tremendous amount of fun every time we get together and go shoot or just learn, or we're just sitting around shooting the crap talking. Even when we're talking about serious things.
Insanely lethal dude, though.
Yeah. Now, it's funny because he's hilarious, but he's super blunt.
Mm-hmm. You know? I've only had the privilege of spending one day with him.
Yeah.
Yes, he is blunt. But he's hilarious.
Yeah, he is. He's a lot of fun. And, you know, you look at Tim and you think, you know, he doesn't look all that, like, scary. You know, mm-hmm. He's just like
probably killed more people than anyone else I've ever met.
Yeah, I can guarantee that much. yeah, we're definitely going to have him back on. A couple things that he pointed out. He says, don't look like a sheep because wolves eat sheep. Mm-hmm. You know, that's.
In other words, don't look like an easy target.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, I like the way he said that. And yeah. I was sitting there going, like, I'm trying to remember, has he said that before and I've just not picked that up? Or is that just the first time I've heard him use it that way? And, yeah, I like that. I like that. We're probably going to steal that, Tim. let's see, what was the other thing that he had said that really stuck out to me?
He also mentioned boundaries. Again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Glad that was mentioned.
Yep. I knew that was coming up because I'm the only one that's seen these videos. So I knew that was coming up. So when you brought that up, I was like, I know at least one of the other guys are bringing that up as well.
I like that he mentioned that carrying a firearm is not for everybody.
Yes. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know,
there are some people that are never going to be comfortable enough with a gun, first of all, to carry one.
And if then you're there not, are also you shouldn't carry.
Yeah. And there are also people who are entirely too okay with holding the gun.
Mm-hmm. That probably shouldn't.
Yes. If holding a gun gives you too big a head, you should not carry one for self-defense.
So I had a guy one time in one of our concealed carry classes. He was not a fan of guns. But he come to take concealed carry class because he said, you know, the condition of the world, he just really feels like he needs to carry one. But he says, I just don't like the way it changes your personality to carry a gun on you. And I just stopped everything. And I looked at him, I said, listen, I said, if it changes your personality to carry a gun, don't carry a gun. I can tell you whether I'm carrying a gun or not, I don't want to pull that thing out. I don't want to shoot anybody.
Right.
You know, I have no interest in doing harm to anyone, and I don't want to do that. And if it changes your attitude and makes you think I'm just looking for, mm-hmm. you know,
yes.
then you should never carry a gun. You don't have the right mentality.
Right.
So either work on your mentality or just do something different.
Mm-hmm. All right. As promised earlier in the episode, it is now time for Steven's self-defense tips.
You know, you say that as if it's, you expect you, something like kind of.
I'm really hoping he's going to say something funny.
I'm kind of hoping you previewed it.
I've watched all of these videos.
Okay. I saw a portion of it. His radio goes off several times.
So Steven does this while he is at work, and he is a police officer. So Steven has been on episodes
50. So you just 50. See his head turn every now and then.
Steven was on episodes 50, 52, 54, 61, 65, 68, 69, 72. Okay. He is our second most frequent guest on the podcast.
Our first most recent, or our first recent, is, no, hang
first
on.
Most recent.
First nope. most recent.
No. First place most recent? No. Most.
Our first most frequent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are the
or
words.
You could have just said most frequent.
Our most frequent. Yeah, our most frequent is Gentry.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd have thunk it?
This is number 15 for me, I believe.
Man, I don't know.
Like that actually air.
Man, your there's guest more, ship, but your guest ship is a teenager.
Yep, you haven't reached adulthood yet.
Okay. I'm getting there.
When you hit episode 21 for you, you can have alcohol on the podcast.
Steven happened to send us the longest video. So, and that's nothing against Steven. I talk for
we all knew that Steven would send us the longest video.
That's true. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. My name's Steven Nelson. I'm an instructor with Impact Martial Arts Academy. I'm also a full-time police officer. Thus the get up in the radio that is most definitely going to go off during this video. I apologize for that in advance.
Take a sip of your coffee.
Brian's contacted me and wanted me to give you 10 self-defense tips that you can use in the day-to-day, and they help you along in your self-defense journey. I've got a list of these. I'm going to go down them, and it's really in no particular order of importance, but it's 10 that I found important to me. Number one is look confident. Even in times where you're not confident at all about the decisions that you're about to make, look confident and people will go along with it. Also, if you appear to be confident, you appear to be harder to victimize. It's very simple. There have been many studies gone on where they've shown criminals videos of people walking in parking lots and things like this, and they have been able to decide in just a matter of a couple seconds whether or not they would choose to victimize them. One of them was the appearance of confidence. Okay, number two is dress like you have it together. One of the things that also came up in these studies is that criminals are much less likely to victimize somebody who appears to have their affairs in order. If you're dressed nice, you're wearing clean clothes, they fit, you appear to have your life together, you're probably less likely to be victimized. If you appear to be disheveled, if you look unconfident, if you look like you're easy to be made into a victim, you will be made into a victim, at least in these person's eyes. Number three, keep your head up. It's very, very important. Keep your head up. Look around. Observe your surroundings. Don't look at your feet when you walk. Pay attention to what's around you. Pay attention to the people that are around you. And again, it helps with the air of confidence, but pay attention to the people that are around you. If you're observant, you're much less likely to be victimized. Number four, stay off your phone. When you're in public, just stay off your phone. Leave it alone. Put it in your pocket. Leave it there. There is probably nothing going on that is so, so important that you have to stop in the middle of whatever it is you were doing to check your phone for a prolonged period of time. Keep away from that 45-degree syndrome. People have such a terrible, terrible time walking, and I see it all the time, people walking and texting through parking lots and nearly getting hit by cars. Just stay off your phone. If you have to use your phone, my piece of advice, get to a solid object, put your back behind it, lift it up beyond 45 degrees so that you can keep your head up and on the swivel while you're using it, and use your phone then. But people have survived millions of years without the use of a phone. Millions of years. You can make it 20 minutes in the store, I promise. I promise. Number five, make eye contact. Make eye contact with people. While you're keeping your head up, you're looking around, you're scanning around, make eye contact with the people around you. This can do a few things. One, it can tell you a lot about the people who are around you. If you make eye contact and they immediately, you know, shy away and hide their face and move away, that kind of thing, they may have had various plans, or they may just be shy too, but it can tell you a lot about people. If people hold eye contact with you, you can see the other people who are paying attention as well. Make eye contact with people. Another thing that does is it gives an air of humanity about you, so if somebody was going to make you into a victim, you now have at least some form of communication beforehand, so that if nothing else, you can provide a good description of the person because you've seen them multiple times at that point. Okay, Number six, watch their hands. When you're dealing with people and you're in altercations, watch their hands. I just told you to make eye contact, and the eyes are the windows to the soul, yes, but the hands are what's going to kill you. So watch their hands. Are they going for a weapon? Are they digging their hands in their pockets? Do they look like they're cheating a cover garment for a weapon? Pay attention to these things. It's very, very important. Watch their hands. Watch their hands all the time. Okay? Okay. Don't be afraid to offend people. Don't be afraid to offend people. There's so many times that I've heard, and it's been given in studies, that victims haven't said anything to stop what was happening to them because they were afraid they were going to offend their offender. And these are things like robberies. These are things like assaults. These are things like rapes where they were afraid to offend the other person by saying something about it. So they stopped and they stayed quiet and they were victimized because of it. Don't be afraid to offend. Speak up. Stand up for yourself. It's okay. They'll get over it. You being a victim of a crime, you may not. Don't be afraid to offend. Number eight, words don't matter. That's something that a lot of people need a lot of work on, and I've seen very, very often, like, well, they said whatever about my mama. Well, it doesn't matter. Words don't matter. There's nothing that you can say to me that will make me lose control of myself. Words do not matter to me. I've been called everything under the sun. Obviously, I've worn this badge for 5 years now. There's nothing anybody can say to me to really make me mad or to change the way that I'll react. Words don't matter. Control yourself. Don't go and start a fight that's going to get you in trouble because somebody was mean to you. It doesn't matter. Okay. Number nine, mobility is directly related to survivability. To take this a little bit further, flip-flops are not conductive to movement. Wear shoes that you can move in. When you go out and about the world, unfortunately, you do take a certain amount of risk. Because let's just face it, as a standard, bad people exist in the world. In my opinion, when you leave the home, you should be leaving the home in an area where you are able to deal with this. Wear closed-toed shoes. I think it's that simple. Wear a proper shoe that you can move in. You may need to. Number 10, my personal favorite, stay strapped or get clapped. Firearms are the great equalizer. They equalize people of different strengths, different heights, different sizes, different genders. Firearms equalize that. If your life is on the line, if your family's life is on the line, if you're in risk of serious bodily harm, a firearm may be that answer. And to be honest with you, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Because when you need it and you don't have it, something bad is very likely to happen. Of course, look up your local laws. Pay attention to them, abide by them, but do your absolute best to have a firearm anywhere that you are legally capable to. At least that's my opinion. Anyway, my name's Steven Nelson. I'm an instructor with Impact Martial Arts Academy. Thank you, Brian, for giving me the opportunity to pass along some of this knowledge. And if there's any questions that y'all have for me, you can contact Brian and he'll give them to me and I'll do my best to get you an answer. Thank you, bye.
So, Steven, while being we joke around a lot, laugh a lot, goof around a lot. He is one of the most well-read people I know when it comes to self-defense and tactics and, you know, combative type stuff. Okay, so you have heard from four of our previous guests. We've had 10-plus guests on the podcast at this point in time while looking around. Gentry, who is sitting next to me, she was on episode 35, 55, 57, 66, 70, 71, 72, 75, 77, 85, 86, 87, 96, 97, and now episode 100. Woohoo! Oh, wait. Oh. I got it. In just a second. I'm still slow to this thing.
Thank you.
You win the award!
Did you have any tips of anything that somebody didn't already say?
Two of my children sent tips for me to mention.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Awesome.
So,
which ones?
The two youngest. Okay. So, my 5-year-old's tip is don't cross the road by yourself.
And my 10-year-old's tip is very simple, and she got straight to the point. She said, don't die.
So, I love it. So that is great tips to hear from your two youngest. So before we can wrap up, though, Kylie has a special announcement.
All right. The winner of the drawing is Susie Normal. It blows my mind every time.
That was the title?
Yep. That was the title.
Are you going to read the rest of it?
Sure. You read.
Okay. Thanks for bringing up the home defense topic. That's an area that I feel I need a lot of improvement. I have used almost all of the tips and tricks that you have suggested. The episodes about active shooter defense and response have been very informative, especially in light of all the recent news. The only thing that I would like to pull out is ask you why just almost all of our home defense tips and tricks. Why not all of them? Come on, get with it. totally joking. So, yes, Kylie is going to be purchasing you a $250 Amazon gift card.
And what was the winner's name again?
Susie Normal.
We just have the username.
Ah,
so, gotcha. Yeah, Susie, okay. Susie Normal. Susie Normal, please, please send us the email, and we will get that out to you. Yeah.
Applause.
Oh, yeah, email.
Applause. That would be a great time
for
applause.
Oh, it is. Yeah, great time for applause.
Woo, congratulations, Susie Normal.
Okay. So, yep, contact me at brian@impactdefense.online, and we'll get that out to you. And, yeah, there seems like there's other things I should probably say.
Have we had a listen in South Dakota yet?
Okay. So, I'm going to pull this up again. Really quick. Well, that was the other thing that I was going to look at. So I know that Gentry went online and made a post trying to get someone listed to listen. I also got out there and tried to kind of get people to...
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Nothing. Not a single person that even evidenced that a person lives in South Dakota.
So you're with Jada there.
I'm leaning that direction.
So here's our problem, and I'm wondering about analytics, because I got something saying that someone listened to it in South Dakota, and I went and looked, and I did not see a single thing in the analytics that said anything about South Dakota.
It's 1%.
I know. Well, all I got was I got confirmation that somebody had listened in South Dakota, or, you know, to at least one person had listened to at least one episode in South Dakota. But in looking at the analytics, there is no mention of South Dakota. So I don't know if, I don't know. I have no earthly idea. We do have this one where there's all these other states listed here. There is one that's completely blank. Maybe that's South Dakota right there. It says not enough data. I don't know. Okay. Anyway. So it's a big maybe.
So we have no definitive
answer yet.
So if you're watching and you know someone in South Dakota, could you ask them to watch, listen, something?
Now, YouTube, it won't show up if they listen to it on YouTube.
Okay, don't watch, just listen.
No, you can still watch it on Spotify.
Right. Okay.
So we're on video. Now, I did find out from Spotify that a couple things that I did want to mention. Number one, so we were invited to join Spotify's video podcast program. And according to them, on Spotify, 37% of the people on Spotify that listen to our podcast watch the video and not just listen to the podcast, which I thought was kind of interesting. I never thought that percentage would have been that high. Personally, I don't know why they would want to see my face while talking. The other thing is that when we made it to episode 50, actually a listener sent me something, sent me this thing that showed how less than 1% of all podcasts that ever get started make it to 50 episodes. So
we've doubled it.
I know. And they were talking about the fact that, you know, just the fact that we made it to 50 episodes means that we were in the top 1% of all podcasts ever.
Wow.
I was like, wow, that is awesome. I looked because I was curious, like, what does that shave down once you get to episode 100? And I couldn't find anything on it. So I'm assuming we still have to be in the top 1%, though, at least for longevity.
Yeah.
Maybe not popularity or anything like that, but hey, we stick with it.
So where all can people listen and or watch
the
podcast?
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Everywhere. At this point in time, we just got invited to Audible. So we're now on Audible.
I can listen to it on Audible.
You can listen to it on Audible. Yep. So we're on Audible. We're on Amazon Music now. We're on any of your normal kind of podcast catchers. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on
iTunes.
Spyfoon. What?
What?
Spotify.
And iTunes.
And iTunes.
And
so that was Spyfoons for those of Apple y'all that didn't catch that.
iTunes and Apple Podcasts, pretty much the same thing. Well, no, you're not on iTunes anymore because iTunes doesn't do the podcast anymore. Apple Podcast does the podcast. Oh. So we are on Google Podcasts, though, and we're on, I don't know, it's Stitcher.
Does Pandora do podcasts?
I don't know. And if they are, I don't know that we're there, but I can look that up. Usually the programs like that you get invited into, and or at least that's what how we've got like on Audible and Amazon Music, which is kind of the same thing. We got there because they invited us on. We got Spotify Video because they invited us on, you know, different things like that. So we got on iHeart Radio because they invited us on.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that's a lot of
I'm just about everywhere.
Awesome.
It's everywhere that I know of that you can listen to podcasts. We're there. I'll check on Pandora. I'm curious now.
Now that you know where you can, like, rate us and everything, go ahead and do that for yourself. Go ahead and rate us, and if you can, write a review. That way we can read your review on the podcast.
Yes, what she says, because she loves to beg for reviews. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening through 100 episodes.
And
even if you're just, wait, what are you doing?
I was going to say, comment on who your favorite guest was.
Yes. Yes.
Now, hang on. This is our 100th episode. Don't we need to do a quick shout out to all of our sponsors and affiliates?
Yes, we do. Okay. So here we go. This is quite the list. We have links to all of these in the description. Alien Gear Holsters, Brawled Out Outdoor Equipment, Brown Owls, Elite Survival Systems, Flybird Fitness, Global Ordnance. Some of these are pretty new, like haven't even been mentioned on the podcast yet. JM4 Tactical, Knife Country USA, My Custom Gun, Pro Ears, Valley Food Storage, We the People Holsters, and then we have some where if you use the discount code, you can get some money off as well. You can get those with the Atomic Bear. Use Impact Defense. We have Invisiware, use Impact Defense. We have Next Level Training, CERT Pistol, sorry, use Impact Defense. And we have Faith and Freedom Clothing, use Impact Defense. I'm pretty sure that is not all of them, but it is what I can get right this second and have really quick access to on the fly. Because I just really feel like there's a couple more that we have some stuff.
Some of those make me want to take advantage of that for some Christmas presents.
Heck yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and don't forget impactdefense.online.
Yes.
So we've got all kinds of stuff over there. We got t-shirts. We got some other things as well. So, yeah, check that out as well. All right, guys. Are we good to go?
I think so.
All right. Thank you very much for listening to episode 100. I hope that you have enjoyed it as much as we have enjoyed reminiscing and listening to some of our previous guests and everything else. So thank you very much. And we'll see you in 101.
Bye.